with Sister Golden Hair on your radio, friend. It's 16 minutes after 10 o'clock here on a tremendous Tuesday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. And I lived in the South for 22 years, so I can talk like this. I think I'll talk this way, Mark, the entire segment. How you?
I'm fine.
How's your Christmas?
It was very nice. I went to church on Christmas Eve. We had a beautiful service. We have three services at Trinity. I ushered at the 3 o'clock, and then we had a 10 o'clock service on Sunday. Again, another beautiful service, and a little bit on the quiet side. Christmas kind of got kicked off with a little bit of a bump in the road. On Thursday, my car that I bought this summer quit on me, and had to take it over to my local neighborhood gas station, service station, and get it repaired. And about $900 later, I was back on the road.
so it's back in the parking lot here at
your radio. Across the street, yep. And it sounds great right now. It's driving great. So
$900.
Yeah. It should, but I guess so. I wasn't expecting that. And fortunately enough, my service station will work with me a little bit on some time payments, and that helps. But that was not a good way to kick off the Christmas holiday.
But you're blessed. You're always blessed.
You know, yes. Honestly, because they thought when they were looking at it that there could be a crack in the engine block, which would have meant the car would have been done, and I still have payments on it. So I guess a $900 bill is a blessing.
Okay, there's a man that always sees life with the glass half full. Mark Eichhorst.
Three quarters full.
And he brought me Christmas leftovers, which is awesome. I could really use them. I didn't have any Christmas food.
I heard. Yeah. If I would have known that, I would have come over and brought you guys something over.
He brought you that bag of chips?
No, that's my cough drops.
Oh, that's your cough drops.
No, what did you bring me?
You got some hot beef sandwiches in there and the juice and some raw onion if you like it, and pickles, olives, my own homemade beer mustard, which is a little bit on the zippy side, and you got some Fritos in there too. So
you brought some aw juice for the Jew.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Let us properly welcome our special guest in the studio. He is Dave Blank. He is Real Racine, really. And Dave, it's always good to see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
What is your official title with Real Racine?
President CEO.
How'd you get that job?
I guess that's as high as it goes, and I'm the highest one there.
So no, but how did you get it?
How did I get it?
Yeah.
I've been around for 20 years in Racine here, so.
Explain to the beautiful humans who do not know what Real Racine is, what you guys do and why you do it.
Okay, well, Real Racine is formerly known as the Racine County Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're the official designated tourism nonprofit entity for Racine County. We're not affiliated with Racine County. We are funded through room tax, the 8% room tax on hotel rooms around here. And so we promote Racine County to different markets outside of the area and try to get people to come here and visit. And we do that fairly well. We're number 12 in the state as far as county visitation goes, and visitors spent $232 million here in 2015.
That was pretty good.
To see the 2016 figures.
What is the number one county visited?
Milwaukee.
And Dane County would probably be number two.
Dane's number two, and of course, Door County is up there.
Yeah.
Sauk County.
How about?
And then Brown County. Walworth is up in the top 10.
So we're number 12?
We're number 12.
Well, let's crack the top 10.
We've been in the top 10. We just kind of dropped down a little bit. There's a little congestion right where we're at, so we could get back up there again.
So what did you do for your big Christmas celebration, Dave Blank?
Went to my parents' house on Christmas Eve, and we had a great Christmas over there with the family. And then my fiance's parents, we were at their place on Christmas Day.
Want to remind you folks that something that is talked about during this segment with Dave Blank and Mark Eichhorst will be the answer to the Wingstop trivia question this morning. And you can win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Avenue in Racine. It includes sauce. It includes sides. It includes veggies and dip. And so pay attention, because we don't just give away the 30-pack meal, Dave. It's not a participation trophy for a radio program.
Really?
You have to earn it.
Okay.
So something that is said will be the answer, and we'll have that after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour. And Sue, who else was at the family gathering?
Well, just on Christmas Eve, my sister and her husband and kids from Edgerton were there and Madison.
My wife is from Edgerton.
Edgerton, it's a booming, thriving community there.
Yeah. Are you saying that with great sarcasm?
No, it's things are happening there. You know, it's a suburb of Janesville. So
it's a bedroom community now. Used to my mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law, has got a big farming interest on Highway 51 there.
Oh,
Olson Grain.
Oh,
yeah.
My brother-in-law is rehabbing the old tobacco warehouses and making apartments out of them there in downtown Edgerton.
My sister Diane was the tobacco queen of Edgerton one year. That's a hell of a title, isn't it?
I'm sure you could be a tobacco queen, Aaron.
Smoking hot, huh?
That's why Dawn was in town for Diane's 60th birthday in Edgerton.
In Edgerton.
She lives in Tampa. That's where I was for 22 years before I moved up here. And she came into the blizzard to celebrate her sister's 60th birthday.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Wisconsin. Yeah. That's where she grew up with. Yeah. And you've had some fairly... major moments, or are going to have a major moment in your family coming up pretty quickly.
Yeah. My daughter's going to be graduating from the Ohio State Police Academy next Friday after 6 months there.
She's going to be a Police Academy graduate.
Yes.
From OSU.
Yeah. Well, it's the Ohio Police Academy.
Oh, it's the state of Ohio, not Ohio State.
And then she'll become first day at the Bowling Green State University Police Department is like the next day. They have her starting right away.
Wow. What's her name?
Carly.
And so Carly's going to be a cop. Carly the cop. Graduate of the Police Academy.
Yes.
Does she like the movies?
I don't know if she's even seen. I'm sure she has had to see him by now, but no. It doesn't sound like it's quite the same.
No. what an interesting thing and a challenging career to go into, right? Especially right now.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Carly about that?
Yes, I just had a nice conversation with her the other night.
What are her feelings about what the law enforcement officials in our country, especially police officers, are facing?
Well, she thinks that she can make good decisions and split-second decisions like they have to make and get the bad guys and protect all the good people.
Carly's just a tremendous young lady. Met her several years ago and watched her grow up, and she's just really, really a treat. She really is, and she's going to do well.
Her goal is to become a police chief.
Wow.
That's what she said. She's going to be a police chief and make a difference.
Well, is she from Racine originally?
Well, she grew up in... basically Racine, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, she was born in California, moved to Utah for a couple of years.
Well, by the time Art Howell's done, she might be ready to go.
Could be,
yeah.
So we're here with Mark Eichhorst and Dave Blank of Real Racine, and this is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation for a tremendous Tuesday. Speaking of tremendous, we've got the top 15 positive events that have happened in Racine and Racine County for 2016. But first, Mark, you have your honorable mentions that did not make the top 15.
You know, in all honesty...
Why do you say in all honesty?
In this list...
Why do you say in all honesty?
She could have been lying.
Exactly. Are you lying? If you don't say in all honesty, are you lying?
I'm just saying, in all honesty...
I'm just saying...
If you let me finish, I think there's events here in our honorable mentions that a lot of other communities would be proud to have in their top 15.
No doubt.
So,
like the first one, for example.
Kiwanis Pancake Day.
That's an amazing pancake day.
First Fridays, Racine County Dairy Breakfast, Great Lakes Brew Fest.
How did the Great Lakes Brew Fest not crack the top 15? That's got to be in the top 15.
We have big events here. Yeah. I mean, you really quite an event to be in the top 15.
That's why, as I was saying, so many of these events would make the top 15 in other communities, just not here because we have so many good events. Color Run, the Lighthouse Run, Kraut Fest, Greek Fest, and other area church festivals. Racine County Parades strut their stuff throughout the year on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, Christmas, and St. Patrick's Day. We just had the Cops and Kids book giveaway, gave away 70,000 books a year.
Yeah.
We've got free summertime music concerts in Racine, Burlington, and Waterford. There's the Starving Artists and the Monument Square Art Festivals here in Racine. Last year we had the Big Chill State Snow Sculpting Championships. Don't have those this year, but last year we did in 2016, so they qualified. Thoughts for Food, the South Shore Firefighters, Roma Lodge Chili Cook-Off, benefiting the Children's Burn Camp. Burlington's Chocolate Fest, and Union Grove has their Lions Club Chicken Barbecue and Car Show, their Super Saturday, and their annual Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest. Racine Splash and Dash, which is coming up on Sunday, and we'll have an interview Friday morning, you will, and also the Racine County Arts and Theater Programs and our Racine Raiders, all made honorable mention.
And the annual Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest didn't even break the top 15.
That's nope. Going to be there, though. That's growing.
It is.
It's quite the event. So number 15 in the top 15 positive events in Racine and Racine County for 2016, the Canadian Pacific Railway Holiday Train makes its stops in Sturtevant, and it benefited the Racine County Food Bank. That was a good one.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a number of years here in Racine.
Probably about 10 years.
Yeah, I think it might even be a little bit more than that.
Okay.
But that train starts up in Canada, goes out east, comes through the Midwest, and then makes several stops in Wisconsin. That was, the first Monday in December. And a lot of money has been raised, and a lot of food has been raised for our Racine County Food Bank with its stop here.
And it gets bigger each year.
Number 14 is a tie. By the way, how did we come up with these top 15?
There were events that were submitted by myself and a number of other people. Kind of like we do on Thursday when we're going to do the top 15 positive stories. I get a list from the mayor. I get a list from the county executive.
Oh, so this is your list?
Yeah, a combination of things that I put together, yep. But I had other input from people.
All right, I want an official protest.
Well, I figured you would.
The pumpkin chunkin' should have been in there, top 15. the top 14th event was a tie between the Samarama and the EVP Pro Beach Volleyball. How did you decide that was a tie?
There are just so many events, and you got to put these in and try to get them all in. Samarama is still the greatest fishing contest on the Great Lakes, has been for many, many years. And EVP Pro Beach Volleyball, which tours all over the country, that's one of the events Real Racine brings to our area. At one time, the participants in the EVP Pro Beach Volleyball, voted for a number of years as Racine as the best location that they play at, and they play at some great beaches.
I would have thought just the presence of the girl beach volleyball players would have made it higher than 14. But it usually does. But you're old, so we'll give you a pass on that.
One of the first years they had it, and I was doing the Saturday show, one of the gals came in to do the interview after she got done playing
Rasa.
And
our favorite.
And she came walking in with her bikini on, and it was quite the interview. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, we had a great time that day. I didn't know there were so many guys here working on Saturday mornings.
But everybody was looking in the windows.
Number 13 was the United States Australian Rules Football National Women's Team Tryouts at Rasa. The team members were selected to be part of Team USA at the World Champions Championships in Melbourne. So that was good.
Yeah, that was one that we brought in. And we're going to continue to work with the Australian Rules Football Group. And we don't know what we're going to get this year. But this was interesting, about 80 women from all over the country to try out for the U.S. national team. And they came here to beautiful downtown Franksville for a weekend and gave it their all. And some got selected for the U.S. national team. I didn't hear how they did. I went online and tried to find it, and I couldn't find it, how they did down in Melbourne.
Do you know the way that the officials of Australian Rules Football signal a score? Yes.
Yeah, like that.
And there's a dirty thing that the crowd does that I can't do on the radio, but I will do it off air for Dave Blank and Mark Eichhorst after we hear the great Tom Carco's newscast coming up momentarily. It is a potentially award-winning. After the news and the weather and the sports, then we will give the question for the Wingstop trivia question. It was mentioned during this segment with Dave Blank and Mark Eichhorst. We will also have the top 12 now positive events in Racine and Racine County on the other side of the Great Ones News coming up momentarily.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 22 points to lead the Bucks, who split their two-game home-and-home series with the Wizards. The basketball Badgers will open Big Ten play tonight in Madison. They'll host Rutgers in a 6 p.m. tip-off at the Kohl Center. World Junior Hockey Championships opened up yesterday in Toronto. Team USA rolled to a 6-1 victory over Latvia in the opening round. The Americans will take on Slovakia Wednesday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
USA, USA, USA. Some good hockey players.
Yeah.
Junior World Cup. It is 19 minutes until 11 o'clock. It is a tremendous Tuesday. This is Glenn Klein along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst. We're talking with the president of Real Racine, Dave Blank, about the top 15 positive events in Racine and Racine County for 2016. But before we get to that and pick up the list at number 12, Dave Blank's daughter, Carly, was part of the Wingstop trivia question this morning for the 30-pack meal.
I let her know that, too.
Did she respond?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. It'll be a moment that she will never forget.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Dave Blank's daughter, Carly, who just graduated from the state of Ohio's
Police Academy.
And that was the correct answer. The Police Academy. We also gave you a clue that it was a series of comedic films, The Police Academy, and Mr. Herb Krupp of Racine. He was first in with the correct answer. So, Herb, you're going to enjoy the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Avenue in Racine. It includes sauce. It includes sides. It includes veggies. And, Mark, what does it include?
Dip.
Dip. That's exactly right. So we'll continue to play the Wingstop trivia question on this quality broadcast. All right, gentlemen, we are at number 12, the number 12th top 15 positive events in Racine and Racine County for 2016. It was the Memorial Day events throughout Racine County, highlighted by the ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove.
I've been going to that for years. It's an outstanding event. We have a great parade and ceremony here in Racine. But the event at the Veterans Cemetery in Union Grove is on the Sunday before, and just tremendous to see. Go out there, you see their aisle of flags and then all the flags on the cemetery, and they have some great speakers come in and talk. It's a really great learning experience to bring your children out and to teach them that Memorial Day is not just a day to have barbecues and be off of school and work. There's a reason we celebrate Memorial Day, and they do a great job. And I love it anytime our community does something for our veterans.
You know, they have a project to lay a wreath at all the graves at Arlington Cemetery. It was featured, again, this last Sunday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And the gentleman, I believe it is in Ohio, maybe not, but it doesn't make a difference. He makes wreaths for a living. Mm-hmm. And then he was struck by the fact that there were so many grave markers at Arlington. And so he started with like 5,000 wreaths that he paid out of his own pocket. It is now his goal to put a wreath, a Christmas wreath, at every tomb or every marker in the country. Guess how many veterans wow. are buried in this country, according to him?
Boy, I knew that no number idea. At one time, but
2.5 million veterans are buried in the 2.5 million men and women.
Wow.
That's really something. Yeah. And that's not to mention all the hundreds of thousands that are buried overseas and that never got back. Yeah, Memorial Day, that's a big one. Number 11 was the Case Construction's Labor of Love this year, featuring National Country Recording artist Chris Young raised $10,000 for Team Rubicon.
Team Rubicon is this organization that Case Construction has really been helping out over the last years. They provide heavy-duty equipment and then for Team Rubicon. And then Team Rubicon hires retired EMTs and firefighters and veterans to run the equipment. And then they go out when there's a national disaster, say a tornado hits an area and ravages an area, and they go out and help. And this is the second year that Case Construction has held the Labor Love. It's held on Labor Day down at Festival Park. And it raised, again, $10,000 for that event.
That's awesome. Now the top 10 positive events in Racine and Racine County for 2016. Another tie, at least these are related. All That Jazz, the Animal Crackers Jazz Series that benefited the Racine Zoo, and Gene's Jazz Series benefiting the Racine Theater Guild.
Yeah, Joe Mooney does a great job in lining up the entertainment for both of those. In fact, Joe will be with us on January 5th talking about the upcoming Gene's Jazz Series. And as I said, Joe does a great job raising money both for the zoo and for the Theater Guild with his work. And he'll be the first to tell you he has a lot of other volunteers working with him to get that done.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
The Waterford Balloon Fest, and that's another event that Real Racine is involved with and has been going on, I think, for 3 or 4 years now?
Yeah, at least 4 or 5 years, actually. It's Waterford Chamber of Commerce's event, and that they draw in 20 to 30 hot air balloons. It's usually in the middle of July, and it brings thousands of people into the village of Waterford.
What's number nine? Number nine?
The Waterford Balloon Fest.
No. Would you let me finish? Talk about me not letting you finish. What is that referencing? Number nine. Number nine. It's another Wingstop trivia question in the making.
Oh, okay.
It is.
What is the answer?
I recognize that.
Do you know, Dave?
I recognize it. I can't think of what it is, though. Must be a
It's
movie.
From the Beatles.
Oh,
I think it's on
yes.
the White Album. Number nine.
Yes.
Number nine.
It's the close of the White Album.
Number eight was the Party on the Pavement.
Once again, an event that's been taking place for a number of years. You know, it was a couple of years. It used to take place on the first Saturday in October, and 4 years ago they moved it to the last Saturday in September, and ever since they've done that, they've had perfect weather. They had a great turnout this year, and it celebrates downtown Racine. Downtown Racine is closed from basically State and Main to all the way down Main Street, and then all the way down 6th Street, and Wisconsin Avenue is closed. But it draws thousands and thousands of people to our downtown area.
That holds a special place in my heart because that was the first ever event that I participated in after I moved to Racine from Tampa.
Oh,
and that's another.
Well, that's a great way to start.
Yeah. And that's another reason it made our list too.
Now this next one, number seven, even though it's an amazing event, I've got a bone to pick with Empty Bowls.
Okay.
Because they come in here and they promote it, and they don't bring any soup. And I'm making it your assignment, Mr. Racine. Next year, I want some soup with the Empty Bowls promotion.
Well, the best way to get the soup is to go down to the event.
That's not what I'm talking about. I want soup in here. Like, I'm hungry right now. I'm going to dig in to those leftovers that you brought for me, which was so kind of you, because I'm hungry. I get hungry, especially when we're talking about soup and food. What are you looking at the clock for?
I'm just checking it out. That's one of the things
I
do.
I'm a broadcast professional. I got this. I always tell you that. So number seven was the big Empty Bowls event.
And again, that's an event where there's a number of chefs, restaurants, and organizations that make soup. It's held down at the festival site again. And usually when you come in at lunchtime, there's two different sections. You can come in at lunchtime or at supper time. Usually there's about 12 to 15 soups to choose from. They got breads and crackers and all that type of thing. Very good event. And again, it benefits Halo and our Racine County Food Bank.
And you get a bowl.
Yep.
The people make the bowl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so you're buying the bowl. And then you can have as much soup as you want,
you can
right?
Keep going. And if you don't want to do it that way, you for a lesser price, you can get a plastic bowl
really?
And keep going. Yeah.
If you're mean, do they say no soup for you?
Soup nuts, yeah.
number six, it was another tie. It was the open house of Racine County and the Red Power Roundup at Racine County Fairgrounds.
And both of those are Real Racine events and new events this year.
Yeah, they're both new events. Open House Racine County was the first year we did that one. We had 43 places across the county who opened their doors up, some that you could get into occasionally, some you never could get into. Everything from some wineries to alpaca farms to all kinds of places, fire stations. We're going to do it again next year on May 6th. And the Red Power Roundup, this was a huge event, and about 15,000 people attended it from all over the country. It moves around the country each year. It celebrates International Harvester Tractors, and I went there, and you could just see row upon row upon row of red tractors with all these people, mostly farmers, it seemed to be, that were wandering around looking at them all and picking up parts for their old red tractors. It was really something. Hadn't been in Wisconsin for quite a while.
He is President and CEO of Real Racine, Dave Blank, Mark Eichhorst, Glenn Klein in the studio. We're going over the top 15 positive events in Racine and Racine County for 2016, and now we're on number five, Italiano Fest.
Yeah, that event for many years has been voted one of the favorite festivals here in Racine. Takes place at our festival site. The neat thing about it is it's not just a festival. It raises a lot of money for our community. Over the years, they've given out $325,000 back to the community health care programs here in Racine. And they always have great music, great food, and great fireworks. and it is deserving to be ranked in our top five events.
And Senator Ron Johnson, you'll recall, beat Speaker Paul Ryan in the cow milking contest this year.
That was, I think, the Italian fest.
I don't think that was Italian fest.
Yeah.
It might have been the county fair.
Oh, which is number four.
Yeah.
After Racine County Fair.
Going into number four.
I was reading. I made a mistake. There's a first for everything, Mark. That is number four. The Racine County Fair, where Senator Johnson beat Speaker Ryan in the cow milking contest.
Utterly impossible.
And they had Ted Nugent, didn't they?
Ted Nugent was there this year.
Ted Nugent, the only artist in America that will perform at President Trump's inaugural. That's beautiful.
And I think they drew around in the neighborhood of 80,000 this year. It was a couple of years ago they set the 100,000 mark for the first year, but they ran into a kind of a wet Thursday this past year. And still a great event in our county, and really showcases the farming in the area and the kids, the 4-H clubs, things like that.
Yeah.
And number three was Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks, the Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner. And I have a big announcement regarding Dan's Catering, who is the Dan part of the Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks.
Yeah, I just saw Dan yesterday. Stopped at his meat market and talked to him a little bit yesterday. But this event has been going on, I think, 5 years now. And this year they had, again, around 300 volunteers. And this year, they've fed a record over 3,000 people from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That place, the festival site, was absolutely packed. And when you feed over 3,000 people for free, this community, I think it really showcases what our community is all about. And a very positive story for our community. All four TV networks in Milwaukee were here telling the story, and we got a lot of good positive publicity out of it, but a great job by everybody.
One of my good friends from camp, from the summer camp in Eagle River, Greg Sigmund, stumbled on this event. He's a big volunteer guy in Chicago, and he stumbled on the first one. Somehow he found out about it, and he makes the trek up every year from Chicago to participate and to volunteer for Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks event at Festival Hall.
I know they went through this year. I think it was 100 turkeys and 20 hams.
It's truly a community event.
Yeah, it's really special. And this year they had the football games on and the flat screen TVs, live music. That's quite the deal. And people go there, even those that are not underprivileged. They just go there because it's a great meal.
Well, that's one thing Dan and Ray will tell you. It's not just for the people that can't afford Thanksgiving or anything. It's for everybody. You know, kids at Carthage in Parkside that may not have gone home because their parents are gone. It's for the actually bus some veterans in. You'll see families come down and volunteer, then sit down and eat, or maybe go home and enjoy their Thanksgiving dinner together. It's a great event.
Now, the big announcement regarding Danny's Meats and Catering is that he is going to be sponsoring the Brat Payback, the Brat Payoff. I bet Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser a bratwurst on the first Bears-Packers game. The Packers won both. Executive Cruiser would not give me points, but we went straight up. The Packers won. I own a brat. And next month, in this very studio, Danny's Catering will be catering bratwurst for the entire Magnum.media family and Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. How exciting is that?
Yep, that's exciting.
And that's great.
What kind of brat do you want?
I really like their chicken, mango, jalapeno brat.
All right, I'm going to go see Danny later today, I think.
Wow, that's a lot in there.
You weren't impressed with that brat?
No, that's a lot in that brat.
Yeah, that's good.
I like a good old brat.
Just a good old brat. Yeah. What do you like on your brat, Dave Blank?
I like mustard and ketchup and some, sauerkraut.
You can't go ketchup on a brat. Sorry, bro.
I mix them all up.
You can't do the ketchup.
I know.
That's sacrilege. A little kraut. I like a pickle. I like kraut. I like onion. And some hot mustard. Like your hot mustard in there?
Yeah.
I bet that'll be good.
Oh, you'll like it. It's got some
kick
to it.
Uh-huh. It's going to be January 17th, Dave, if you want to come for lunch.
January 17th.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. The number two top moment in Racine and Racine County for 2016, the Ironman competition, the 70.3, that they didn't quite make it to the 70.3.
Not quite. First time for everything.
Again, another real Racine-sponsored event. As I've said many times over the years, Dave Blank, as an individual, has helped change the face of this community by the events he brings in, but he also has a great staff and volunteers and board of directors. He'll be the first to tell you that, but this event brings, as I said, $2.5 million into the community.
That's it's a great
one.
Event. And
why was it short this year?
Well, we had a thunderstorm come through, and
right.
You don't want people out in bicycles.
And in the water and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, in water, yeah. Especially in the water, yeah. And all these things are based, you know, a lot of these things are susceptible to weather. So, like we talked about with the county fair for one day that they had weather or whatever. And Ironman, we finally had a thunderstorm come through and can't get people in the water with that. And so we had a duathlon, and it was still a good event. We had about 500 people walk off that didn't want to do it anymore. But the rest of them, we had 1,500 people that completed it and had a great event, and we're looking forward to this year's.
One of my good clients is from northern Manitoba, and he's an Ironman competitor.
Yeah.
And I told him about it. He knew about it, the Racine Ironman, but he's going to come from Manitoba next year.
Well, there's only 20 of these in the country and about 90 in the world. So yeah. This is a very special event that we have here in Racine.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've been waiting for.
Number one.
The number one top positive event in Racine and Racine County for 2016. A hell of a drum roll.
The 4th Fest Parade and Fireworks. This year's parade once again drew somewhere between 120 and 125,000, and that's tremendous when you consider that we're only a city of about 80,000. And the fireworks down on the lakefront in the evening probably draws somewhere between 40 and 50,000. It's one of the reasons that a number of years ago USA Today named Racine, Wisconsin, one of the top 10 destinations on the 4th of July.
Yeah, but Mark, if you're going to do a number one and we had the honorable mentions, we had all these things, you've got to have a little bit more excitement in your voice when you announce it. So we're going to do a do-over here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the number one event in Racine and Racine County for 2016.
The 4th Fest Parade and Fireworks.
How long have you been on the radio for?
That's your best radio voice, isn't it?
Well, we went through all the honorable mentions in the top 15. Is the 4th Fest is where we get the most folks, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's a big local event.
Dave, any events that maybe you can quickly give us an idea coming up in 2017?
We're working on some things right now, but I don't think we can release them yet. But a Color Run is going to be coming back again. We found that out. There'll only be 60 in the country. We'll be one of them, so that's pretty special. Well, maybe we'll get off honorable mention for that one. And Ironman will be back July 16th again. We're getting a junior golf tournament that we can't give you all kinds of details on, but some of the best 12 to 19-year-old junior golfers in the country will be coming and playing at Meadowbrook Country Club.
We've got to get the Great Lakes Brew Fest off the honorable mentions.
That's a great event. I love that event.
You're my kind of guy, Dave. He's Dave Blank. He's the president and CEO of Real Racine, Mark Eichhorst. Are you going to stick around for the amazing Kreskin?
Yes, I will.
He's going to be here. Making his predictions for 27. I can't believe the guy's still alive. You should watch him on the Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Growing up, I remember him.
That'll be
now
great.
I have to be in the car and listen to him on the way.
Yeah, you can listen on FM now, you know.
Yes, I can.
99.9 in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha. Yes. Speaking of Kenosha, the question is, Dave Blank, will my payback of the Brat Bet with Racine County or with the Kenosha County executive, Jim Cruiser, will that make next year's top 15?
That's a possibility.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
The amazing Kreskin and a tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power follows WRJN covering the world at 11 o'clock.
Brawling in malls, cabinet building. I'm Chaz Henry. From Colorado to Illinois and beyond, an odd outbreak of brawling at U.S. shopping malls yesterday.